The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from an uncorrupt corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, ready to accept your bribes, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Ted's not here. Just wanted to get that out of the way. He's not here, but Christiana's back.
Hey. I feel back. Like I've been gone for like 2 months, but it's only been a couple weeks, and yeah. I don't know what's going
way
on.
Way to feel all those rumors. Sorry. That something's going... Well, shut down the rumor that you're not coming back, but feel the rumors that there's drama on
that
set.
There's some kind of weird stuff.
Yeah.
No, well, last time I missed a couple weeks, I ran into Keith Lowell Jensen like at the playground, and he was like, oh, you quit the podcast. It's too bad. I'm like, I've just been out of town.
Yeah, stand-up comedians like to stir up the shit.
You know,
those guys.
Those fucking dicks, dude. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, time out.
Watch it,
hold up.
Okay, those atheist comedians like to stir up the shit. How about that? I don't know.
Nope. Okay, anyway.
Fine. Damn. Coming up on the show today, we've got some stuff to talk about. There's some Donald Sterling stuff. He's not going away quietly. He's not. We've got some dullards from Stockton. And, of course, we're going to talk about Beyonce, her sister, and Jay-Z. Because
hey, Solange.
Which they handled so well on SNL.
They did.
Oh, I need to watch that.
They did. I went to the Solange. I got a facial. What? Welcome, Kareem Daniels, in for Ted this week.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for coming in, sir.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Just checking.
That's all good. Before we move forward, let me ask the two stand-ups in the room. You guys got any shows coming up?
I have one at Momo's, I think it's the second week, Sunday in June.
Okay.
I have to confirm with Ngayo what the date is on it, though.
Momo's! Sorry, every time I hear Momo, I gotta go, Momo!
The food there is hella good. I'm probably gonna go to that show just to eat. and to see Kareem and Gaio.
just to eat and listen to them.
Yeah, I guess. Mainly for the food. I have, let's see, this coming up. In San Jose, I'll be at Freddie J's Bar and Lounge. My homegirl PX is throwing on the showcase. Cheryl's going to be on it. And Queenie T. So, like, it's going to be a crazy ass show. It's going to be really good. So, I'm excited. It's an all female show.
When is that?
May 28th.
Cool. So, that's coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. If you're in the San Jose area, check them out. Congratulations, Oregon, for coming out of the closet. Another state has gone gay.
Yay.
Sort of.
That's one of those states where I was surprised that that wasn't already the case.
I know. Portland is kind of pretty a little awkward, so I thought they would have stepped it up a little bit.
Well,
yeah, but the rest of it is kind of redneck.
It's one of those states where you've got your population center, which is thinks one way, and then the rest of the state might think another way. But
like California.
On Monday, U.S. District Judge Michael McShane struck down Oregon's ban on same-sex marriage. The National Organization for Marriage had asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to prevent McShane from even issuing a ruling. I don't know where they would have the, standing to do that, but the ruling has been made, so congratulations. That is the 13th state in a row where bans on same-sex marriage have been challenged, and 13 for 13.
I don't think the people who oppose same-sex marriage have actually read our Constitution or understand how our government really works.
They
at least
just
not
don't
the
care.
Laws part.
They just don't care.
I'm just yay gay.
Right. I don't care. I'm happy for people that want to do it. Does it make a huge difference in my life personally? No, but if you want to get married, go to town. I mean, it's good for the wedding industry. It's good for people being happy.
And I am an ordained minister in case anybody out there wants
shit,
to get
for
married.
Real?
Yes.
I'll keep that in mind if I ever go down the aisle a third time, Kareem.
Yeah. I might just go find a girl just to get fucking married because I'm so desperate
you can.
And I have done.
I don't have my options are open.
I have done a gay wedding. So.
Excellent.
Do they have any single gay people there that you also want to meet? Never mind. That's how I'm going to.
Well, I have a lot of friends that I can hook you up with.
Okay, Kareem, we've been friends for a while now. And now is the fucking time you want to bring that up? You haven't mentioned anything.
I was a massage therapist.
We had to talk about fucking Oregon for
I
you
told
to bring
you
that up.
I was a massage therapist for the women's football team.
That's a women's football team?
Oh. So I think the problem is Diana doesn't listen.
Listen. Exactly.
We were talking about earlier in the show how I'm basically a dude. Yes. Like, I have the mentality, socialization of a guy.
Let me just clarify. It's weird when we record these because we record some things out of order. We were talking about it on the Well Hung podcast that's going to be up on Monday. So it actually hasn't happened yet for the listener.
No, we were talking about in between, like
before we started the show.
This
that's
show.
True,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even on the Well Hung podcast. So
yeah. Yeah, right.
So yeah, we're talking about how I basically was in there. Nate and basically what happened was Nate and Kareem were giving me dating advice, which I think is a whole nother issue we can discuss later. But and then Christiana didn't give me shit.
Listen, I've been married twice. How many times have you been married? Okay.
Well, I want to get married now that I can get married in Oregon because Oregon is beautiful.
Get married in California too.
Mm-hmm.
I did the wedding in California.
You need to hook me up with it. We'll talk later, but Kareem needs to stop being a dick.
I told you I was a women's football team.
Okay, yeah, my problem is I don't listen. So to any of Kareem's friends.
And again, that's also going to be a problem if you want to hook up with women because they insist on you listening.
My God, that was one of the problems I had with the last girl I dated. She kept bitching at me. She's like, we've had this conversation. I'm like, no, we didn't. She's like, yes, we have. I'm like, this is awkward. I'm like, well, I don't listen to everything doesn't mean I don't listen to like all the important things, and I'll like drop little things that I do listen to. And
everything a woman says is important.
I think that's bullshit.
To them.
To them, yeah.
Oh.
It is. It's complete bullshit. But if you want to, here's the thing. If you want to be with women, that's part of the deal. Is that something that?
But I have a bad memory and a short attention span. I don't think it's fair to hold that kind of standard or bar with me when it's like
that
it's
has been said by every man ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, as a female, I should have been born or socialized
to
something that
you have all of the equipment and everything. You should have you have insider information.
Mm-hmm.
You should know.
But the problem, we just established I don't pay attention. So, no, I don't have any insider
you
information.
Have insider information.
I don't pay attention. I think that's the problem. So, but at least, I don't know.
Are you going to ruin the myth that you know where how all the buttons work, too?
Oh, no. Don't get that shit twisted. I will say that on air and on record. Don't get that shit twisted. I know what's up. If you're cute, we can find out. So, okay. Not that I'm shallow. I'm not shallow. It's all about personality, which they have plenty of in Oregon.
Christiana, you're awfully quiet over there.
I'm just getting back on the swing thing.
That's fair.
She's just like busy judging.
I'm not an ordained minister.
No, but you...
And I don't need to get married again.
Nope, you're good
I'm
on the wand.
Cool. You know I'll talk up some crazy stuff at some point.
Yeah, figure you get involved.
Not a lesbian.
I got shit to say. I'm not a lesbian.
She just could not relate to this topic. She doesn't care about the gays.
I don't care about the gays.
The gays.
I'm afraid if we talk about it too much, I will turn gay.
I actually coughed on you earlier. You might be turning gay soon.
I'm going to catch the gay.
It's terrible.
So if you cough on me, did that mean I'm going to be extra like a straight lesbian?
What the fuck? You can either turn into a girl or you could turn... I'm not really sure.
You're going to just turn super campy. That's how it works. You're going to be a campy gay man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, damn.
So don't move to Oregon because that all the air there and all the weed, dude. Daniel Hamburger has this joke about how like he saw this ad about how smoking weed, it's like an anti-smoking weed commercial. Mm-hmm. And it's like smoking weed can turn you gay.
That explains what happened to you.
Fuck you. I don't smoke weed.
Bad memory.
I don't smoke weed. I'm saying that on air, on the record. I don't do drugs. I don't drink a lot.
You've quit smoking.
I quit smoking. I'm going to be healthy as a horse, and I don't do drugs unless you happen to have some and you like to hang out sometime. I may or may not partake.
We need to get you a couch to lay down on during these shows just so we can really dig in.
That's it.
These are my therapy sessions. Always feel great. It's like once a week. I always feel great afterwards. I don't have to pay a cover or copay, like right. Kaiser.
Nope. Right.
Yeah, so you guys are getting
just
an
let
insider.
It go, man. We're here for you.
Okay, this is not an episode of fucking Frozen. We don't need to.
Let it go.
Let it go. I don't know the rest of the words.
That's
relax,
okay.
Relate, release.
That's okay.
Well, so we got a suspension in the NFL. Robert Mathis, who's a pass rushing defensive end, got suspended for violating the substance abuse policy.
Oh, shit.
But he has a reason for it. His agent accused the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell of acting unjust and unfair. It's a very weird thing. His excuse was his mom contracted a form of cancer, and he wanted to have another grandchild for her. While she was still around. She's doing well right now. So he went on this drug, which is on the ban list. He says that he asked the doctor, the fertility doctor, if it was okay. The fertility doctor said, yeah, go ahead. It's called the Clomid.
Clomid.
Clomid. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't take it, but I know what it is.
Yeah, that's fair. And
that's what gives you twins or triplets or sextuplets.
Yeah. It boosts men's testosterone levels and therefore can elevate their athletic performance. So it does fall in there. He did not contact the NFL or a trainer for his team or anybody and say, hey, I want to get my wife pregnant again. Is it cool if I take this? He just tested positive. So then they send this long letter out to the league saying, this is why it happened. It shouldn't be. I'm sorry.
Well, I know, like, from when I was in college, and like our rule is that like no matter what, even if the doctor okays it, mm-hmm. unless it's from like your athletic trainer who specifically knows what and what would test and what not and what you have to report, it's the athlete's responsibility to take it or like at least take it to the trainer. So he fucked up. Even if it was a fertility doctor, the fertility doctor is not the athletic trainer or an athletic a doctor that was familiar with the terms and policies of being an athlete. So he fucked up. I mean, for that much money, you can't take another 20 minutes, go call someone.
Here's the thing.
What's the thing, Kareem?
If you know that this is why he took it, and if there's evidence to back up why he took it, then you say, okay, this is it. We're going to maybe fine you next time you get the suspension.
He couldn't take another extra 20. Okay, here's the other thing. He couldn't take the extra 20 minutes to call his doctor, his
trainer,
and be like,
it's a fertility drug. He is
trying
to
get... But it boosts your testosterone levels.
Yeah, because so he can get his wife pregnant. You're not...
But
well,
it enhances your
about
performance. Trust me, he's an athlete. He's not a dumbass. He's an athlete. He might be a dumbass,
thinking
but...
thinking about that.
I guarantee you, it crossed his mind. No athlete is that oblivious. When something alters your body in any shape, way, or form, you are aware of it because it affects your performance. For that kind of paycheck, he was aware of it.
So the kind of performance that he was hoping was going to alter it wasn't that kind of performance.
Well, no, but it's going to be an effect on the field. It's going to reflect on the field.
It doesn't have an effect on the field. One, you don't know when he was tested, because if he was tested during the offseason, then that's...
No, it doesn't matter, offseason or not.
No. If he was tested during the off season and he only took the pill for, I think they said 12 days.
In November is when he's saying he took it.
Yeah. So if he took it during the off season, then it's a moot point.
No, because you're still training. But the thing is, if you're under contract as a professional athlete, you're not like... I was tested off season. It doesn't matter. Like, you're under contract. Like, you give up your life for this. Like, that's the whole idea of it. Do I agree with it? No, I think you should be able to do whatever you want off season. But that's not what you sign up for. That's not what you sign legally. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only... My personal moral...
You got to get lawyer on me now, huh?
when we have a lawyer in-house.
We do.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that the day? Like, if
well,
you... I mean,
intent
you
does usually matter. You know, I mean, like, what you were thinking at the time. But I don't know. But in sports, I don't know. Because if the end result is like, well, I took this testosterone because I needed it for something. Also, I can run really fast now. Like, I don't know if you can get out of it that way.
I just happen to be running really fast.
Like I said, if he has the proof to back up why he took it and that he only took the amount that they said when he did, then it's a moot point. You know, And the other part of the issue is with the players is, so he gets busted for this.
Mm-hmm.
He gets suspended for 4 games. You have the owner of the Colts who got busted with 23 or 30 grand in cash and illegal drugs mm-hmm. in his possession.
Yep.
And to get arrested and nothing.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't on the field running.
What do we think of the horse's nose strip?
California California Chrome gets to run this weekend.
Not this weekend. It's a couple.
Oh, in two
weekends.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The final leg of the Triple Crown. They said that he can keep his breathe right.
Giant horsey breathe.
His horsey breathe rights on. To run the race. Originally, there was a question of whether they'd let him or not, and his trainer said, well, if he doesn't have him, he's not running.
Apparently, it's like a gaming commission regulation or something in New York. Like, it's a big deal.
Everything's a big deal in New York. Guess. It's run by lawyers. So,
That's New York?
Well,
who run the world?
Can I introduce you to the other 49 state legislatures?
Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
No, it's not just the legislatures. It's every New York is super highly regulated about stuff, and that's fine. So they said, yeah, no problem. It's not performance enhancing. I don't know. The one thing about Robert Mathis is he did admit, yes, I did it. I was wrong, but you know what? You have the agreement in place. He had the opportunity to take preventative steps by making that one call and saying, hey, I want to take this for this reason beforehand. And then he probably isn't looking at a suspension.
Yeah.
He also is 32, 33 years old, which is starting to get up there for an NFL player. And he did have 19 sacks last year. So people are starting to look at that and going, I call bullshit. I don't know. I'm not going to call bullshit on him, but, you know, he did wrong. He's going to have to pay the piper.
I think he went to, I'm assuming he played for a university or a college. Mm-hmm. You are trained early on in college as a college athlete.
College.
He was in college 10 years ago. Yeah,
college, no, but you're trained early on.
College drug tests are a joke, so you can't use that.
No, but like procedure-wise, you're trained early on. Like, hey, if you're taking anything, they tell you. And you've got, like, they'll give you leeway because they want you, if you're preparing for the pros.
We find about everybody who took drugs in college at the NFL Combine.
Okay, that's, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I had my fair share of fun. Everybody. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's like you could have prevented this. That's the thing I don't have sympathy for, is the fact that he could have prevented this by one phone call, and it's not that fucking hard. He probably has 8 cell phones. Like, he can afford.
He asked his doctor thinking that it would
no,
be okay.
But you cannot do that. Like, you should know as an athlete, you cannot just talk to your doctor. You can't. It's stupid. Doctors don't know shit. Doctors almost screwed me over. Like, they don't know shit. You have to talk to your athletic trainer. And he has that motherfucker on speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around this.
Yeah, there was no reason for him not to do it.
Yeah, it was literally one phone call he had to make.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I have no sympathy for the guy. That's it. I mean, if he got, like, completely, like, kicked off, I'd be like, okay, that's a little harsh. I think suspension was right for being stupid and lazy.
Yeah. And I mean, ultimately, that's what it was. It's you know, stupid and lazy. Speaking of which, Donald Sterling, part two with Anderson Cooper.
What could I say to him? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm hurt, but it doesn't matter.
Talking about Magic Johnson.
That he said that he spoke out publicly.
I'm hurt that he called me up and he said, don't do anything. Wait until you hear from me. Then somebody called me later and said he doesn't want to be involved. And then he released a tape that I said to him, that I talked to him in confidence. I didn't give any interviews. You were my interview.
I don't recall Magic Johnson releasing a tape.
I don't either.
I don't either.
No, but I mean, here is a man who's, I don't know if I say this.
He
acts so holy. I mean, he made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. Yeah. And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him.
Which AIDS?
I hope
these
could
AIDS?
Live
oh, those
and be
AIDS.
Well. I didn't criticize him. I could have. Is he an example for children? You know,
no,
because
your whole
he has
league's
money,
not.
He's
no,
able to
so that's
treat
so much
himself. Bad. But Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing. He didn't do anything harmful to anybody, and I respect him,
except
and I
AIDS.
Admire yeah. everything that he does.
Those AIDS.
You know, I'd like to help even more if he would offer me an opportunity to help. I like to help minorities.
Magic Johnson had said that.
Who doesn't like to help minorities, really?
God damn, he just doesn't know when to stop.
Nope, here he goes.
No, it gets better.
He would never attend a game while you were owner. Apparently, he showed up to a game today.
He would never what?
Attend a Clippers game as long as you were owner. And he came today to see the game.
He's there at the game.
Yeah.
And now he's pissed.
I don't think it's worthy of even discussing. Such a stupid remark. But he lulled me into waiting a week. Do you know what I mean? He said, don't do anything.
He told you, you're saying he told you not to say anything?
Yeah, don't do anything. I know the girl. Don't do anything. I'll help you. I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
What you're saying is Magic Johnson called you up or you called him up?
I don't know his phone number.
He called
me.
You up. When the
I don't think he knows anybody's phone number.
Look it up.
I'm loyal to you.
He called you up when the tape came out. And he told you not to say anything?
Yeah.
Why did he say don't say anything?
He just said, wait, be patient, I'll help you, we'll work it out.
Why do you think he said that?
I think he wanted me to just do nothing so he could buy the team. He thought maybe the whole thing would be resolved in 2 weeks. Hmm. Well, what has he done? Can you tell me?
Here we go.
Wow.
Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. Did he do any business? Did he help anybody in South L.A.?
Well, I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS.
I'm sorry. Can you pause it? Yes. Yes, he does. He most demonstrably does. Continue.
What kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? Is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself.
I feel like he's shit-talking my dad right now. It's one of those defining, like, L.A. youth moments. I remember where I was when they broke into, like, the radio news to say that Magic Johnson had AIDS. Like, it's a big fucking deal, you asshole. Don't shit-talk Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
It was a big deal.
Are you about to shit-talk Magic Johnson?
No, I wasn't about to shit-talk Magic Johnson.
I wish
I like
you were
black
just...
card.
Well, speaking of Magic Johnson, he sat down with Anderson Cooper, too, as everyone did, apparently, last week.
He's the Silver Fox. I would sit down with him.
It was really weird. True. It was really weird seeing an 88-year-old Donald Sterling with brown hair sitting next to I believe, 46-year-old Anderson Cooper with silver hair.
Silver.
It was just
silver
really
Fox.
Weird.
So hot. It's not even gray. It's silver.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. and gay as the day is long. My favorite part of the interview, which I didn't... Anderson Cooper's gay. It's true.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I know. He's come out. My favorite part of the interview was not the... as ridiculous as the Magic Johnson stuff was, Donald Sterling at one point was talking about how he was jealous, and that's why he was upset that she was bringing... that she was at the games with these guys. It was jealousy. He goes, you know, when you're really fond of a girl and she's talking to other guys, and just the complete obliviousness to the fact that Anderson Cooper is gay was a delight for me, and I'm sure a lot of other people.
I like how Donald Sterling is married, and he's like, yeah, when you're really fond of another female who's not your wife in like 30 years. 40 years younger.
Had an open marriage for like 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was his wife aware of this open marriage?
Yeah. Yes.
And try 50 years younger.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah, she's about 30, and he is in his 80s.
Well, you know, I just couldn't tell because she wears that fucking ridiculous hat everywhere she fucking goes.
The visor.
Hey, to be fair, you never know when you might be called upon in a welding emergency.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true. Or if Daft Punk might need someone to step in. These things could all happen.
Touche. I've been fucking up.
just to be clear, by the way, Magic Johnson has created the Magic Johnson Foundation, which he joined the National Commission on AIDS shortly thereafter and called for the expansion of Medicaid to cover all low-income people with AIDS, but he left because they weren't doing anything. In his addition to his participation in health outreach, he is at the head of the Magic Johnson Enterprises, which has a net worth of $700 million. That includes Magic Johnson Productions, which is a promotional company, Magic Johnson Theaters, a nationwide chain of movie theaters, and Magic Johnson Entertainment, a movie studio. The theaters are commonly found in urban areas that lack big-name theaters. They provide not only a source of entertainment in local communities, but also provide people with jobs as well as health coverage. Also, he bought a bunch of Starbucks franchises, and that's why there's Starbucks in Detroit. If there's a Starbucks in the hood, Magic Johnson owns it.
Yeah.
I work in the hood. I work in South Sac. There are no Starbucks where I work. There are no Starbucks nearby where I work.
There were more Starbucks in the South area, but when the Starbucks decided that they had expanded too much, then they closed a lot of places.
Right.
Because there was one in Oak Park, which is now the Old Soul Cafe, and they closed that one. And it wasn't because there weren't people in there. There were always people in there, but they weren't busy enough for Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a line for that.
Yeah.
But... anyway.
So what else has he done? Like, is he important? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to piss off Christiana.
Is Magic Johnson important? He's kind of a bit. He did have a terrible, terrible talk show.
Oh, did he?
The Magic Hour.
Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible.
It was so bad. Here's the thing. I was working. I was early on in my TV career at this point. I was working in Master Control, which is the place where you play back the programs and the commercials. And I was working the night shift. And I had to air for quite a while before this the Keenan Ivory Wayans show, which was not a good show, by the way.
But, I liked it.
But Keenan, you knew it was getting hard because we went from having a Wayans on like once every couple weeks to having a Wayans on once every couple days, which was the sign that they were having a real hard time booking guests.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this Keenan Ivory Wayans show is terrible. They'll put something else on there. Something has to be better than this. And then they replaced it with the Magic Hour. And I want to apologize formally to Keenan Ivory Wayans right now because there was something far worse than the Keenan Ivory Wayans show.
And that
was the Magic Hour. It was so bad. I mean, their defining moment of the Magic Hour was when Howard Stern went on and brought the I can't remember the guy's name, but he is the farter, and he did this.
I'm sorry, what?
He's a guy who farts on command, and they were playing this. I believe Tequila was the song they were playing. This weird, terrible band that Howard Stern has, and they had the farter farting during the thing, and Stern basically took over the show, and that was the beginning of the end. But even Magic jokes about it now, so. I don't feel bad bringing it up. I still have my promotional item, the Magic Hour 8-Ball. It's a Magic 8-Ball with a Magic Hour logo on it.
Oh, I mean, wow. They had that going for them.
That was the best part of the show.
That was the promotional items. You could go a long way with that. Yeah, Donald Sterling is a dumbass. And he just, I don't like saying this about people, so I'm not going to. He just doesn't need to exist anymore.
Well, soon enough. He's old and doesn't look like he's in great health.
He just needs to, like, exist. How about this? I'm going to rephrase that. Exist in popular media. He needs to just learn to shut up and just do his thing with his millions because he's not going to live.
But the thing about Donald Sterling and this whole tape situation is that's the only time that white people actually believe that racism exists is for somebody to say something that outrageous.
Yeah.
Otherwise, and that's not really racist. You're just being too sensitive. I wonder how the people who told Elgin Baylor he was crazy when he sued him, who sided against him, I wonder how the people who sat on the jury feel now about what he said.
Oh, they probably feel like dicks, but yeah. Then, like...
They cost him a whole lot of money.
It's, like, too late. No, but then it's... I, like, how much redemption do you feel, like, so many years later? You know, like... If I wasn't like, how much redemption can you feel? You're like, okay, you fucked me over millions of dollars, but I was right. Like, yay.
Yeah, that doesn't make
it
you
doesn't
feel better.
Make you feel better. Like, no. That's what I think. I'd be more angry. Like, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I was right. Look at this. Fuck y'all again for screwing me.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from Elgin Baylor since this happened, but
but again, this is the only time that white people actually believe that something racist has happened is if there's a tape or something this graphic.
Mm-hmm.
The other shit that goes on all the time that people talk about, which actually Baron Davis and a bunch of other people complained about him for forever, they didn't listen because there wasn't a tape.
Right. It was just like, that's just... But, I mean, we talked about it on the show last week. Tommy Lasorda said he wasn't surprised.
Right.
And Tommy Lasorda, about the same age, ran in L.A. circles and then wished that Vista Viana would get hit by a car. And then she got hit by a car.
That was funny.
But Larry King said that they knew he was like this and nobody liked him. Nobody wanted to be around him at parties.
He's a slumlord. He's a noted slumlord.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, I don't think anybody thought he was a good guy. I remember reading articles in Sports Illustrated about how he was the worst owner in professional sports. And this was in the late 80s, about how they wouldn't, he didn't believe in giving them fresh towels for the locker room. And why did they need
what?
To have, oh yeah, it was like bullshit that you would expect like at the CYO. But, and this was, and he was just making money hand over fist, even though the Clippers were fucking awful.
The manager, the lady in Major League.
Yeah.
The movie Major League. You ever see that?
Yeah. Is that movie?
No, I don't think so.
It's about the Cleveland.
It's a classic.
It's about the Cleveland Indians. She wants to lose so that they can make a lot more money.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did watch that a long time ago. I think I was a kid.
That was like last week. What are you talking about?
Oh, the movie Major League?
No, you were a kid last week.
Right.
I'm still a fucking idiot, so can we constitute that as being a kid?
Speaking of idiots, Donald Sterling is not going to sit idly by as the NBA is looking to remove his association with the Clippers. According to an SI report, he has hired a lawyer who has already sent a letter rejecting their $2.5 million fine. Yeah, he's reportedly hired Maxwell Bletcher.
That is the fastest way for him to lose his lose his club.
Yeah.
Because if you do not pay the fines that are levied by the NBA, you can automatically be kicked out.
Well, he sent a letter to the NBA executive vice president and general counsel informing the league that Sterling will not pay the $2.5 million fine, which was part of the punishment, and hints at the potential filing of a lawsuit. In addition, he provides two defenses for Sterling. First, he claims that Sterling has not violated any article of the NBA Constitution. The letter curiously references Article 35, which governs players' misconduct and several other provisions. The NBA is expected to argue that Sterling violated Article 13D, among other provisions. Boring. second, Bletcher argues that Sterling's due process rights have been violated by the NBA. A due process claim may sound superficially reasonable. After all, he was banned permanently from the NBA after a mere four-day investigation without any formal proceedings. By the way, the NBA is not the justice system. They're an organization with franchisees. And you can ban them just like McDonald's can get rid of their franchisees. They can go, no, you don't get to own a McDonald's anymore.
The only place you can run a McDonald's like a McDowell's is in Coming to America.
Right. So, yeah, he's not going quietly into that good night.
And the NBA listened to him so much that they decided today that they were going to, they initiated Monday, was it NBA initiated a charge Monday seeking to terminate the ownership of Donald Sterling's in the LA Clippers?
Yeah, they're just putting it into hyperspeed. They want to get this shit done. The NBA draft lottery, by the time you hear the show, would have been yesterday. I believe, yeah, Tuesday. So they're just trying, they want to get this thing fucking done and put to bed before the NBA draft.
The NBA Constitution provides Mr. Sterling with the opportunity to respond to the charge by May 27th, as well as the right to appear and make a presentation at a special meeting of the Board of Governors. The hearing, which is planned for June 3rd, will be presided over by NBA Board Commissioner Glenn Taylor, the controlling governor of Minnesota. So
he's going to be gone before the finals are over. He is going to be gone before the NBA draft. And he has to be, because otherwise you get to free agency here in the offseason. What do you do with the team? Because no one's going to want to go there.
If he's not gone by the time, if the vote doesn't happen in the next couple of weeks, there may not be an NBA finals.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be a ballsy move.
That's the conversation that's been had.
Good.
Am I the only one thinking that he's probably going to die before this is over?
Maybe.
What's his name? The guy from Penn State?
Joe Paterno?
Yeah, he died.
Thanks.
Yeah.
He died before any of that could like really start.
That's true.
So I'm just saying, this guy's old, stress can happen, and I'm glad Joe Paterno's dead. I don't care what Penn State has to say.
Well, I mean,
he pissed me off.
Joe Paterno did turn a blind eye to the things that were going on there. So,
and then his defense, this is really fucked up. His defense was, if in hindsight, I wish I've done more, meaning only because your ass got caught and in trouble is the only reason why you think you should have done more. And then this fucker is probably thinking the same thing. So that's why I'm thinking they're both old. They're probably both going to kick the bucket. Like, well, he already did. But this guy's probably going to kick the bucket before this thing even starts or gets over.
No, this guy's going to
You think he's going to power through?
Yeah.
88?
Yeah.
Would you say 88?
Yeah, something like that. He's in his late 80s.
With this kind of stress? Nah, I think
he's got another month or two. He's going to fight this for a minute.
No, to his death, which I believe is going to come sooner than later, is the point that I'm trying to make. Joe Paterno died hella quick.
I'm with Kareem. I think this guy's too damn mean to die.
Oh, that's
it's one of those things. God won't take him. The devil don't want him.
He's mean, and he doesn't have. He's repugnant, but it's like a different kind of repugnant in terms of like people that the devil slash God have to like figure out who's gonna dispatch him first.
Yeah. So
like,
they're Joe arguing.
Paterno, Joe Paterno goes first. Mm-hmm. This guy, they get around to him after like. They get some more pedophiles and stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah. He's down on the list. And also, neither of them really. I mean, like, Joe Paterno was kind of like, that wasn't easy. This one's like so.
And then there's still some lessons for America to learn from this. So
I don't think anyone's going to learn. I just read an article talking about how the kids nowadays, they're believing race is not a thing. Like you were saying, they are all this. Most people didn't think. And it's because they're the colorblind. Thing where they think, you know, if you don't really see color, everything goes away. Well, no, their social constructed society, the way it's structured, was based on race, and like you have all that societal constructed.
Yeah, but it's not just
racism.
It's not just the kids; it's the older people.
Yeah.
Institution. That's the word I was thinking of. Thank you. Big word. Fuck.
She went to college.
That was my major. That's the fucked up thing. That was my major.
What, institutionalized racism?
No, sociology.
Oh, okay.
So it is institutionalized racism. It's essentially the same thing. Yeah.
So you can teach Donald Sterling a thing or two, huh?
Oh my God. Yeah, I can. Well, apparently he has yellow fever, so yes, he might listen to me.
Well, I would like. Well, first of all, V. Stiviano is not Asian. She's Mexican and black.
Right. Oh shit!
Which somehow mixes together, and she does look Asian.
Okay, thank you. So I wasn't being a racist. That does not help.
I would like to say that since we brought up racism here at the Nate Darling Show, we have fulfilled the dream of the LAPD as expressed on Dragnet some 40 some odd years ago.
We want more Mexican Americans, more Orientals, and more Negroes.
And we have them here. We've got one of these.
So I know, we are like the most diverse show.
We are exactly.
Pretty
diverse.
Good.
So, way to hit that. Yeah, that's a high five.
Just wanted to point that out.
Who's not represented? We don't have anybody Native American? Guy Native American?
I have a Native American friend.
That didn't sound a little.
She's the one who provided the Bieber stand-in.
Oh my
last
god,
week.
Leslie!
Yes,
who is my favorite person?
Yeah, so there.
I got hella legs on that picture.
All right, so now to more African Americans. Some with way more money than I'll ever dream of seeing. Jay-Z and Beyonce in the big elevator fight with Solange. They've apparently made nice. They've put out the statement saying everything's behind them. We're just a family. We had a disagreement. I don't really care what went on. The thing that bothered me about the whole thing is the question that I heard asked over and over and over and over and over again was, what did Jay-Z say to her that caused her to react like that?
I know. I think everyone.
Like, are you saying that's like he was wearing a red dress thing? Like he deserved it?
No. Well, that was the implication. My whole thing was my question was always, why do adults think that that's okay to behave that way?
Right.
In public. I mean,
she didn't do it in public. She did it in the elevator.
Closed walls, man. Closed
exactly.
walls.
Exactly.
It was one of those.
You noticed she waited till the elevator closed, right?
Well, of course. But you would think she would know there's cameras there.
It was just a spider.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the SNL sketch, the cold open on SNL, they so nailed it. I think Jay Farrow is.
They didn't nail it because they got it wrong. That was a nigga, I know what you doing, my sister's not around, ass whooping.
Okay.
That is what that was.
No, but their whole thing was like, we have it with audio, and the excuse was, oh, there's a spider on you. No, hit it, kick it.
Kick it, the spider.
Which is hilarious. So your assertion is that he's been out playing when Beyonce is on the road?
He wanted to, the rumor was he wanted to go to Rihanna's party without them.
Yeah, but that was after.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, because the fight happened at Rihanna's party or something.
No,
like
it
Rihanna
happened before. It happened at the Met event
right
before her party. Her party was after the event.
Oh, because let's see. With Rihanna, whose party is rumored to have been at the center of the Jay-Z Solange confrontation. So I'm just saying Rihanna is a bitch that just stirs shit up with everybody. So I blame Rihanna.
Exactly. You know what? Someone should really teach her a lesson. You're right, Diana.
Damn it, Nate.
I mean, sit her down and have a conversation. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that too.
People are terrible. thinking violence solves everything. I wasn't even going there.
That was kind of funny.
Look, that is what that was. And if you got sisters, you know that if you know a group of sisters, there's always one sister who will whoop somebody's ass for the rest of them.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
They don't want her around a lot, but they do want her around when some shit kicks off.
Christiana, which sister are you? Are you the ass-whooping sister?
No, that's tough to say. I mean, yeah, I guess I probably am the ass-kicking sister.
Do they
but
invite you to everything or just a
but
few
physically
things?
It'd be my younger sister because she's like an athlete and she will break you.
Okay.
Like a tiny twig.
Am I right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, there's always one sister.
It's like that one friend that isn't that cute but is like the mother hen of the group of friends when they go out. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one every guy hates.
Yeah, the one that the cock blocker in the group. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like in the sister thing. It's like, there's always one that would be like, I will fuck you up. Yes.
We'll fight a dude. I don't care how big he is. Like, oh, yeah, what?
Yes. Well, yeah, because if you're a guy, you can't win. Because even if you win the fight, you lose. And if you lose the fight, you lose. You just can't get into that fight.
And neither of them talk, so we're not. This may be one of the greatest mysteries of all time.
But what about the other piece of evidence, which I don't think we've mentioned yet, which is the alleged removal of the tattoo on Beyonce's ring finger?
What? Oh,
that's a big deal.
Did you see her face after they came out of the elevator?
No.
You have to see the picture of Beyonce after they came out of the elevator.
What was it? Was it like happy? Like smug?
She had a smug look on her face.
Like, oh.
And he was like holding the side of his face.
You're right. I think, and then Beyonce did just step back and did nothing, right? Wasn't that the whole thing? Like, if you're a little, that means her sister was in the right. Like, she's not going to defend her man because he fucked up somewhere. Ooh, what tattoo removal?
She had a tattoo on her ring, like where her wedding ring would go. I don't know if she wears a wedding ring usually or not. She had a little tattoo that was like IV or something. I think it's like their birth dates and also their wedding day and their kids IV, whatever. But it was a little tattoo, like Roman numeral. Mm-hmm. And then it was sometime contemporaneous with this ass whooping, it was seen to be like pink and then with a band-aid on as if it had been lasered off.
Oh, but shit. Jay-Z fucked up.
You know what? I have to say, did anybody watch her like documentary movie thing that was on HBO?
Not She's HBO.
Whatever.
I think I might have watched like
VH1 or
5 minutes of it.
I remember what it was on. It was on something. And the one where she like debuted her little baby who's super cute.
Oh, no, I didn't
see
that one.
But there was a creepy, kind of creepy part in there where it was like a dinner on a boat and somebody had filmed it. And I think it was his birthday, her birthday, something. She was making a toast and she was saying how like, it's to Jay-Z who like taught me what it means to be a woman, which if you
what the fuck,
which if you stop to consider their age difference and when they met and when they got together, suddenly becomes like, oh,
wait, break it down. What is it?
I mean, she was definitely underage when they met, and they got together pretty quickly after she became older.
Oh, really? I thought they waited a long time.
No, they did wait a long time, but some people would call that pattern of behavior grooming.
Oh, you're right.
That's what
Elvis
did.
If now she's significantly old enough where she's like, wait a minute, this is bullshit.
Are you taking notes on this, Diana? You need to groom.
Oh, fuck
no.
Everybody.
You need to find a young one to groom.
Oh, I'm not even going to touch that.
I didn't mean you need to groom.
No, I'm just like, I don't know if I can touch that because I don't know if she listens or not. I'm just going to say I respect women for who they are.
Like older women
legal.
Always say they find one that they can train.
Right.
That's what someone told me. They're like, you know, you should always date younger because you can like train them to be the girlfriend that you want or whatever. And I was like, that sounds kind of fucked up, but I see your point. And I'm going to not go with that because I don't know. I don't have the game for that. I really don't. I believe people should just be them. Of course, my philosophy has fucked me over. So maybe I should groom. Maybe I should go the Jay-Z route.
It's worked for him. He's done okay.
He got Beyonce with that
men
face.
Throughout history. And women.
Hey, speaking of men, first openly gay man drafted by the NFL happened last week. Michael
Sam. I just wish he was a better football player.
Yeah, and everybody's like, ah, well, he was the defensive player of the year in the SEC, and well, he also got 9 of his 11.5 sacks in 3 games. So, I think he was probably drafted about where he should have been somewhere. I mean, that's been kind of the consensus.
Gay people should feel the same way about him that black people felt about Jesse Jackson running for president. Like, you shouldn't be. We don't really want you to be the representative, but right. You're out there.
I think we should have held out a little bit. I agree. I think we should. Yeah. He's good, but he's
kind of like, he's out there, and now we have to support you.
Yeah, it would be like if Jackie. It would be like if Jackie Robinson came up and hit 250. It would have been like, not this one.
Good try. Next one. We're going to claim the next one. That's what we're doing right now. The gay people are just waiting on the next one.
And he might turn out to be okay.
That's what we're hoping for.
But yeah, from what I was, and I'm like, I'm a draft nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will call in sick at work for 3 days to watch the draft.
Well, thankfully, they moved it to prime time.
But that's how big a draft nerd I am. And
boys in their football and wrestling, you guys are so cute.
He did not strike me as the best. If he had went undrafted, I wouldn't have been upset. I wouldn't have cried conspiracy or any of that. That's what his tape looked like.
Yeah.
And that's what his performance at the combine looked like.
Yeah, his performance at the combine was a little disappointing.
Maybe it's got to like trickle up a little bit, because I'm sure there's some like epically good players who are secretly playing for the other team.
Oh, of course.
And maybe this will make it easier for them to come out.
Deion Sanders, I think it was Deion Sanders, one of those, said they had like, they played with like six gay people. And everybody knew that they were gay. They just didn't care because they could play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think guys are more into that. They're like, as long as you can play, we really don't care because we're trying to win.
Yeah. As long as you're not literally grabbing my dick in the shower, I don't care.
Yeah. Which, that's so dirty because boys have cooties.
Cooties.
You know what?
Girls.
Well, in Dallas, there's a local morning show called The Broadcast, which I don't think I could actually watch at any time. But one of the co-hosts was very upset because four women who don't look like they care about football at all talking about football in a morning show is awesome. So let's take a listen to that.
But when parents do not have a choice as to whether or not they want their child.
Okay, they're talking about the Michael Sam kissing his boyfriend.
Okay, well, before we even go any further, parents are always going to have a choice on whether or not the kids watch the draft. It's not like it's...
Yeah, but
holographically projected into your living room and you were compelled to sit and watch.
True, but you're not expecting to see two dudes making out
on the
draft.
The whole point is people making out. If you want to use that argument, it's the making out thing. Okay, AJ, what's his face when he was dating? What's her name? I don't know if they're still dating. They were like they hella kissed when he got on TV. Do you know what I'm talking about? AJ McCorn, like
McLaren,
his girlfriend. Carrot that
Webb.
Do they normally show reaction shots to the people getting drafted?
Yeah,
to like kiss people or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. it's a pretty common
it's a thing.
Michael Sam, didn't have to kiss a guy for me to know he was gay. Because first of all, they went in there, and I think I've talked about this before. He was wearing a hot pink shirt, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of gay. And then he got the call, and he reacted, but he cried ugly, like the really ugly cry that you usually only see in reality shows with women. And then he kissed a dude, and I'm like, one, two, absolutely. Yeah. But anyway, one of these women is very upset about it, and her co-hosts apparently have had enough of her nonsense, not just about this, but something else, because they're not going
to
let it go.
Children to see this, it's wrong.
But it's the same thing when you turn on Community and you turn on Parenthood.
I don't watch any of that. Don't watch it.
But I'm just saying, you can't. I think it's a positive when it's finally we've gotten to a place that a football player who probably would have been scorned for coming out as a black man and has probably dealt with plenty of racist issues.
He's
now
black?
Can come out and say, not only am I a proud black man, but I'm a proud.
Kareem, when did you come out as a black man?
1971.
Wait, hold on. No one told me I was going to. No one gave me a heads up. This is not. You're black?
That's it. I'm hung too.
Breaking down stereotypes.
Black homosexual man, and I'm going to kiss my white boyfriend on ESPN. White. And
yeah, no one was upset that it was an interracial couple, so we're making progress there.
Yes.
No, actually, that's not true. I had a friend who liked someone else's post on Facebook, and you know that comes up sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know who the person is that she was liking. I don't know if it was like a friend or like a celebrity. I didn't look at how many things, but the friend was like, all right, I'm just going to come out and say it. Like, why did he have to be dating a white dude? Why did the, you know?
I saw a couple of those, too. So, but actually, I saw that jokes. There were jokes about that.
Yeah. This, the one I saw was serious.
Did you defriend that friend that liked that post?
Well, I mean, I didn't know enough about it to defriend based on the just message or
be
post,
like, so what's up? No, okay, defriend.
So this seems to be between these two women, one who's a little bit taller and one who's blonde and angry. And there's an older lady in this group who's sitting there very quietly through most of it, but she's having none of this either. And you'll get to that in a minute.
And that's a moment of celebration for something very exciting that happened to him because he worked his butt off, and now we're beating him up because he kissed his boyfriend.
I don't call it a moment of celebration.
But we're not attacking people that are Hold on.
Why aren't you calling that a moment of celebration? You didn't feel like that was a moment of celebration?
No, because here's the thing.
Here's the thing. It's being pushed in faces. Had he been kissing his wife, would
if you go to faces, there are going to be dudes kissing. Let me just say that Sacramento. It's probably going to be dudes kissing in faces.
I love that. I love that sentiment, which is still. It's getting slightly less prevalent, but it's still there of like, I don't care what they do. Just don't do it in front of me or where I have to see it or in my face or in public or with another person. Or can you just not, just don't be just you actually, in front of me. Really, that'd be really, great.
Well, for, as a black person, just don't be so black.
Yeah. Just tone it down a little.
But they continued.
I would have said, get a room. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see cake on your face.
They were in a room.
They were in his fucking living room, you stupid cunt. Moving on.
You think couples make out on Nicholas Sparks movies? No. Like, you don't want to go see a romantic comedy and see people kiss? Like,
and where are the cameras when that's happening?
Is that true? NFL players were kissing their moms.
Where are the cameras when that's happening in the movie?
I just watched The Blind Side, and they showed the guy getting drafted at the end, and he kissed his mom. So
that happens.
You see that?
Yeah,
like that, and that was like live at the draft, dude. Yeah. There was all hugging and
even
stuff.
In the
did he jam cake in her face? Because that was over the line.
To me, that was a little bit over the top.
Well, it was flamboyant.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, and they're entitled to it.
I didn't see that part until later.
You got drafted in the 7th round. Yay.
Being completely truthful when you say that it would have bothered you just as much had he been kissing his wife.
Yeah, we would not be talking about this if somebody kissed their wife.
Here's the thing.
When they got signed to the NFL, we would not be talking about that.
Here's the thing. My turn. Here's the thing. ESPN would not have aired any of it had he been kissing his wife.
Are you fucking kidding?
There have been plenty of celebratory moments shown on ESPN at the end of football games when they go and embrace their wife after they win the Super Bowl. There have been plenty.
The old lady has not said a word. She's just looking like she's sucking a lemon.
Can we agree that this was an opportunity to make news?
No, I think we can agree that we're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well, we
just
can agree that this was an opportunity to make news.
I agree.
Well,
period.
Which should be our job here.
I can agree that these two women hate each other.
I love it.
Do they have like a Windows on the World set that goes on like a parking lot? Is that what's going on? Cars park behind them.
Yeah, I believe so. They just draw the curtains on these windows. And it shows out to the parking lot and the street, so you can see people driving around behind them.
What she means without being slammed back.
I'm saying, why is that uncomfortable?
No, it's an argument. What the right to say?
Hold on, let me get the old lady.
Now the old lady finally opened her trap.
Here comes the old lady.
You don't want people kissing? Like, people kiss all the time. Like, why is that so awkward?
Don't put words in my mouth. Why does she not have the right to say what she means without being slammed back?
I'm saying, why is that uncomfortable?
No, it's an argument. Why can't we just accept that she feels that way and leave it alone?
Well, I don't think that there's any argument about that. Okay, and you're
going to
leave.
Now
no, I'm going to go to Midland.
She just took that from the old lady. She escalated that. She didn't have to escalate that.
Yeah, so the old lady says,
You get paid to sit and fucking argue. Yes. That's the whole point of the show.
The old lady's like, why can't we just let her say what she feels and feel that way?
And then ignore her
because
for being bigoted.
Because it's homophobic, bigoted, and wrong. That's why you shouldn't sit around and tolerate people behaving that way.
I have the right to be racist.
Yep. I'm entitled to my opinion, whether it is right or wrong.
This is in Dallas, right?
Yes.
It kind of makes me happy, even though it's only one out of three, that there's a white female in Dallas that is like, no, like she's not.
Well, it was actually two out of the four. Because
it was two out of the four. There's four of them?
There's four of them. There were two that
females
were arguing.
Females yelling just all sound alike to me.
You are a dude. You are such a dude. It's true. No, there were the two that were arguing, and then there was one who was asking questions, trying to actually have a show.
Yeah.
And then there was the old lady who was like, "Why can't you just let her be bigoted? I don't understand why it's so bad that she can't have her opinion."
We don't want to change down here. We won't be racist forever.
That's what we're going to do. Michael Sam was going to have a reality show on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
That, yeah.
It has been put on hold.
Oh, I don't think. Yeah, I think it's it's great, and I understand people are running with it, and like, you know, first openly gay football player. It's great. Cool. Does he need all this attention when he isn't kicking ass on the field? Like, maybe when he's like done doing his business and winning some games. I get the hype, but right now, he hasn't done shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Let him make the team first.
Yeah. If you're drafted in the first three rounds, then you're going to be on the team. So
right.
I could understand you doing it there. And it actually, it kind of makes, from his agent's standpoint, it makes sense because his agent doesn't know if he's really going to make the team.
Oh, no, this is it's like Tim Tebow.
Which means, let me get the money while we can get it. So that's why his agent wants to push it.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the right thing in pulling out and saying, no, we're going to wait until after I make the team do it. So
it's not like Tim Tebow was drafted in the first round.
No, but what I'm trying to say is like after Tim was like I think Tim Tebow became more of a symbol.
Tim Tebow shouldn't have been drafted.
Yeah, well, and especially in the first round.
Oh, he shouldn't have been drafted at all.
Yeah, I mean.
So I think I'm just kind of like going off of that where it was just like, he wasn't that great. And,
yeah.
You know, he's like this super religious dude that had a pose and he was cute and whatever, you know. And that's why he got his hype. I think it should have been Michael Sam should wait till he's on the team doing his damn thing and then get his hype. Gay Jesus. But yeah, I mean, props to actually having the balls to come out. I think that's really cool, especially as an athlete.
He had his balls come out. What?
Or have his balls, having the balls, having the courage and literal and figurative balls to come out.
Yes.
And with the white boyfriend, get it.
Who's on the swim team.
And who
there's
was
a gay guy on the swim team?
Really?
Can we talk about that? That's the real issue, okay? I feel really uncomfortable.
That's like saying he's in the Navy.
We've just been hammering through here, so we're skipping all of the normal things like cooler tool, fuck that noise, and Florida Corner. So yeah,
I'll just go quick. Cooler tool. I don't know what they were, but I'm just gonna
It's probably
just
good.
Throw it
Wait,
out there.
Dude, what was it? Cool tool.
I don't know. I've already lost it.
Yeah, Donald Sterling was one of them, so we know you're right there.
There's a tool.
We did talk about him at one.
Oh, we did.
For an extended period of time, we heard him talking. Let's go to Stockton, California now, our neighbors to the south. Well, people there were abuzz on social media after they saw a cloud formation that they were convinced was a precursor to the alien visitation.
It's got to come sometime.
Uh-huh. The pictures circulating on Twitter are of a sky covered in sheer clouds, except one hole emitting what appears to be a strange blue glow. Here are some of the tweets. So the at White House wants you to believe what happened over the skies of Stockton yesterday was a cloud formation. GTFOH, hashtag I know what I saw. That was tweeted by at CAPTD Charles. And at NGC tweeted, is that the wormhole from Donnie Darko? Unfortunately, for those eager to meet some interplanetary visitors, because, you know, they would know better than to go to Stockton, the phenomenon was, in fact, a natural one. It was likely a hole punch cloud that is usually caused by a plane passing through a cloud bank. The blue glow.
So it's like some chemtrail shit then.
Yeah, the blue glow was most likely from cloud iridescence, a phenomenon caused by thin clouds with similarly sized water droplets diffracting
light.
Look,
if you're going to fucking try to explain this away with science.
I love in the article they put a link on diffracting light so you can go and look at iridescent clouds and
it is Jesus coming back.
It is.
Which one, white or gay?
You can stuff your science in a sack, mister.
Black gay Jesus.
Black gay.
Everybody's afraid of black gay Jesus. And by the way, if you need any
Did
indication,
you know King David had a boyfriend?
I didn't read the Bible that closely. It was not in the Catholic Bible they gave us.
It is. It's in the Old Testament. He had a boyfriend named Jonathan. He said, I'd have a greater love for him than I have for women.
No.
Are you full of shit or are you like real?
I am real.
Do you just are you just so lost too?
I am not making this up.
No, I think that the patriarchy explains that away as the women are for one thing.
Yeah.
It was King Saul. It was King Saul's son. Yeah.
Oh, you're okay, I can see where they bullshitted their way out of that. It was like, yeah, women are basically just objects for sexy time. And
And then he had sex with his other friend's wife.
So yes, let's base all our morals on a book that does that. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Well, that's so gay.
That is so gay.
So gay. I don't know if we want to do
so
that.
So confused.
It's all very confusing. I don't know what to think anymore. Basically the story says, I love him more because women, you know, yak, 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 yak. Can't deal with that.
I don't even listen to it half the time, so I can't agree with that.
Those cloud formations were the beginning of the rapture.
Oh, I hope.
Why did we get left behind?
I hope the rapture comes to Stockton. I really do, because there's so many people that just need to go. And with that, let's move on to this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
Yeah, it's a very small town news. It's Speak Out from the Press Republican. It's a short one. Poker. I get told by my wife that my game of poker with the buddies is sinful and that gambling is against God's will. But she goes off to spend my money at bingo every week. No problem. That's it.
That sounds about right.
Hey, what's with all the vicious dogs out there? Why isn't someone checking for licenses? Who's checking for homeowners insurance for these animals? You get bit, too bad. The owners should have to prove they have insurance to cover the animals. And finally, bullying is...
All you have to do is get a good cat.
Actually, you know that dogs get one free bite? I was helping my ex study for the bar, and they get one free bite.
So do teenage girls. Then after that, it's like, no teeth!
Teenage girls? Fuck you, Nate! Fuck you!
It's a blowjob joke.
Oh,
anyway,
dear.
And finally, bullying is happening not only to the young, it's being encountered by seniors in retirement homes and elder care. These practices are seldom addressed as they're hidden in privacy policies. Are they? Are they really? I don't know. It's an odd thing to write into the newspaper anonymously about.
That's why he got kicked out of the house.
That's right.
Like, damn it, you're going to stop bullying me, Dad. I'm going to make you go live in the old folks' home.
Terrible
stuff.
Tired
of your shits.
Anyway, that's going to do it for Small Town News. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hey, and by the way, thank you to everybody who's been shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. If you haven't, it's so simple. You just go to the website where you're probably listening to this show right now. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab, and it brings you right to Amazon. That's all you have to do. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. So thank you in advance to everyone who's doing it and everyone who will do it. Father's Day is coming up. Graduation.
Oh, shit. Yeah, get all your shitty graduation stuff from Amazon. It's cheaper. And if you do it through the Nate Darling Show, we appreciate it. So what else is graduation?
You know
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Father's Day. It's not too late to order your Memorial Day barbecue needs.
It's true. With Amazon
accessories.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
With Amazon Prime,
and alcohol.
Amazon Prime, they'll ship it out right away. Here's the other thing. The cool thing, because 24 is back for like a shortened season this year. 12
is
episodes.
Is that what that is?
12 episodes of 24.
Fucking blocking my Hulu shit.
Why don't they call it 12?
So
that's excellent observation.
It is. It is. I have no follow up.
You hear that, Fox? You hear that?
So I was like, I didn't really watch that much of it to begin with. I'm like, I need to go back and watch. Well, because I have an Amazon Prime membership, I can stream every season of 24. It's included in the cost of my membership, and I get free 2-day shipping for being a Prime member. So streaming video, free 2-day shipping. Check that out too. So that's it. Amazon's awesome. I love Amazon. Yeah. Ted buys his cat litter through Amazon, which is fucking diabolically brilliant. He doesn't have to go and haul heavy things of cat litter. The fucking mailman brings cat litter to Ted. His mailman has to hate him. But still, the mailman brings Ted cat litter. I ordered my razors, so I don't have to go to Walmart and find them and stand in the line and deal with the people there. It's it anything you want is there, so check it out.
Things that you're embarrassed about, things that you can't normally find at the store, all your needs, personal, professional needs, are on Amazon, and all you have to do is go shop through the Nate Darling Show tab, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's and it does not cost you anything extra. Oh, I can't point that out enough.
Say, but
you could.
I'm pretty sure you can. I probably said
fuck Amazon.
Oh, awkward.
See, he didn't want me to say that.
Ooh.
Yeah, whatever.
Why are
you
we?
Can.
Why are we fucking Amazon?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, that's fine.
But for those that don't want to fuck Amazon,
it's true.
Please,
I thought you did.
I'm really desperate. I feel like we shouldn't be discussing where my
you can buy
are.
Sex toys on Amazon too. It's true.
I'm also desperate and broke because I'm doing the fun employment thing. Unless you want to do that sex tape, which if you heard on the Wall podcast, I did proposition. So,
yeah, looking for C-list celebrities ready to break out.
Unless you're ugly, you can be a B-list. It's cool. I don't discriminate. C-list or above.
Yeah, if you're A-list, you can be absolutely fucking hideous and she'll do it.
Oh my gosh, if you're Asian, not a Bijan, just saying.
It's a complex sliding scale.
Yeah, it is.
There's an algorithm for
it. I'm lonely. Okay, so what's this song? There's an algorithm.
There's an algorithm. Well, Kareem was all over Facebook talking about Cassandra Wilson this past week, because you went to see Cassandra Wilson, correct?
Yes.
So I figured I would end the show with a Cassandra Wilson song.
I like it.
Thank you.
It's Time After Time. So that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Back on Friday with another new one. Till then, bye-bye. Far ahead, you're calling to me, and I can't hear a word you said. Didn't you say, go slow? I fall behind a second hand. If you fall, I will.